So my boyfriend's walking to class and he sees this person staring, looks like it's like staring from the window. He realizes the person is his reflection.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, yeah, I thought this person was staring at me through the window as I'm walking to class. I realized it's my reflection. I was like, wow. Lego.
Nice. Hello, it is Jasmine.
And Haley.
And welcome back to Cults, Conspiracies,
and Other Creepies.
So today is going to be a fun episode because we kind of have related topics a little bit.
Yes.
I mean, a little bit. Not really, but like I feel like it's kind of satisfying the way they go together.
I think so, too.
But the reason this kind of came up is we saw the movie Us.
Yes.
Which is so good. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It will be out on DVD in June, I think. So like if you didn't have the chance in theaters, it's so good.
I love it.
And it deals with a lot of like evil twin, like doppelganger, like this is your shadow kind of thing. So that's why we want to talk about our topics today, which is doppelgangers and the silent twins, because it kind of will be a good themed episode.
Yes.
Because like that movie, it really messes with your mind.
I love movies like that. I would rather have... I love mentioning that I'm a psychology major.
I feel like every episode you're like, as a psychology major.
And I'm like, I'm a sophomore this year. I act like I'm like, hi.
Haley acts like she has a PhD.
Low key, I feel like I do. I do a lot of research within psychology. I'm still learning, but I feel like I do a lot within psychology.
I want to have a PhD in like cult studies.
That could be an actual thing. You don't know.
I know.
But I just love psychological movies because those mess you up the worst.
They do.
Because they leave you thinking and stuff. Those movies are the most realistic horror movies ever.
They are.
I'm not talking about like serial killers and the paranormal. I'm just talking about the weird, messed up, like kind of serial killer mindset.
And they usually aren't predictable, which I love because horror movies are just so predictable. Like for me, at least.
And Us gave me that. They gave me that.
I just love Jordan Peele. Like Get Out, I think I still like better than Us, just because I love like how it's like a weird social thriller.
I feel like more people can relate to it as. Instead of Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause Get Out was very... You kind of already knew what they were going to talk about. And it was,
yeah, but I just love his movies. Like, I'm so excited
so
for more.
Us is realizing good. Yourself and, like, the privilege and, like, just how you look at yourself and you everyone... And, like, I'm not saying, like, everyone has a bad side, but there's, like, could be evil in any of us.
Mm-hmm. And you we don't want to give away the movie because it's so good. But if you look at the trailer gives away the entire movie, but it's out of context.
Yes.
And if you look at the Get Out trailer, it's the same thing. They both give away the entire movie, but it's so out of context that you're still shook when you watch the movie. So
I love it.
Definitely shout out to them. I wish they sponsored us. Honestly, Jordan Peele, sponsor us.
Please do. We are like one of your biggest fans.
We are your biggest fans. And yeah, we're
okay.
Gonna get into the topic.
Come on. I want to start this. Start the conversation.
Do you want to hear about some doppelgangers?
Yes.
So doppelgangers are just so interesting. Like, I've been obsessed with this for a while, but let's just talk. What is the definition of a doppelganger? So, according to the internet, a doppelganger is a non-biological lookalike or double of a living person. Doppelganger is a German word, so it means double walker or double goer in German, if you translate it back. So there's a lot of theories on what doppelgangers are, and a lot of them have to do with the paranormal or with like bad luck or evil twins or alter egos and double spirits. So the paranormal aspect, a lot of people think it will just be kind of like this paranormal entity that kind of takes on your characteristics. So, for example, I heard one story of this guy, and he this is, it could be a fake story. It's like one of those internet stories. Yeah. You know? So he like goes up to his friend's house and he's knocking on the door and he sees his friend's sister inside the kitchen on her laptop, but she's facing away from him. So he like starts yelling out for her and yelling for his sister. He's like, hey, hello, anyone home? Like, I see you. And she's like not responding. She's just like staring straight ahead. And he notices that her hand is like on the mouse, like she's clicking on something, but she's not moving. So she's just like posed. So this is like a lot of what people see when they think of doppelgangers, is they just see like this strange person. And then eventually when he got like her attention, she turned around and like, you know, something's wrong. Yeah. It doesn't look like the person.
Yeah. Do you have, I might get ahead of you, but do you have the statistic? It's like, you have like five other people in the world that looks like you.
I don't have that statistic, but that.
Yeah, it's something shaking. Like that. It's like, it's like, I just like, it's like one of those like internet facts.
You don't know if it's true, but
I can believe it because there is like, I believe there's someone out there that looks like me.
Yeah, we'll get into the science because there is like a scientific explanation for doppelgangers and like there's lots of theories. I'm going to talk about mainly theories because it's just interesting to like speculate on like, what is this? What's happening?
But I just want to say that like, it's like, I want to say like, there's five other people that look almost identical to you.
Yeah, and what if like everyone had a way of like, we all get in a room?
Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh, no. So anyway, that's like kind of the paranormal aspect. So like, and usually it will be another person seeing a doppelganger. For example, like Haley maybe sees someone who looks like me and she's like, hey, Jasmine, hey. But then she turns around and she's like, she's kind of weird. And then maybe she comes up to me later and she's like, hey, why were you acting weird earlier at the university center? And I'll be like, hey, I wasn't there. I was at work. And then she's like, whoa, well, then who was that? Like that kind of thing. So there's that paranormal aspect of it. And some people believe if you see your doppelganger, that means you're going to die soon. Like it's an omen of bad luck. A lot of cultures believe that and just a lot of people believe that in general. Some people believe it's just like your evil twin, like kind of an alternate dimension, like alternate reality. Like some people think you're able to access like different realities and like this is like your evil twin. This is your other side. And like somehow there's a glitch in the matrix and like they're there in front of you. And in Egyptian mythology, this is kind of interesting. They have a word called Aka. And Aka is a tangible spirit double. So it's you. It has the same memories, the same feelings as you, but it's like a double of yourself. So that's Aka. So it's interesting because this is in a lot of different like cultures. And even like Egypt, back in Egypt times, they still had a word for this.
Okay, so when I was little, like the whole alternate universe, and I was always imagined like, what if like, okay, if you have not met me, I'm 6'1". And you always wonder, it's like, what if I had like an alternate universe, if I was short, how my life would be so different?
Yeah, like or, you like, think about little things.
Or like, because a lot of people think of when alternate universe is like the total opposite. It's like, like Ted Bundy in alternate universe is amazing lawyer and like all the bad people are good and all the good people are bad now.
No, I think of like butterfly effect, like every little choice I could have made different. Like there's all these offshoots of myself I could be today.
I think of that like the like mirror opposite. Like, like if I was tall and skinny, I would be short and fat in like my alternate universe.
Like, so you're saying an alternate universe would be like the complete opposite. So every aspect is opposite.
Yeah. When I was younger, and then I got into the realization, I was like, alternate universes are more like, what if this one little thing changed you? What if I said yes to this or no to this? And then what if I didn't lose this?
I think about that so often. Like, what if I didn't meet this person? What if I lived in a different town instead of here? Like, how different your life would be and like how different things would be. And I could talk about this all day.
Yes.
But we don't want to get too off topic. But it kind of goes with the topic. Yeah. It kind of goes.
It goes.
So now let's talk about like some stories of people seeing doppelgangers. So Queen Elizabeth I was one of the first people to like write this down and tell people that she saw like a version of herself lying on the bed. It was like a corpse-like version, like super sickly and gross. And this was just days before her death. So that's one of our first documented ones. Percy Shelley was a poet. And he was visited by his doppelganger right before he died in a sailing accident. So a few days before he embarked on his sailing journey, he followed this phantom that looked like himself. And he walked down from his Italian beach house and he followed this weird phantom version of himself down to the water, to the seashore. And he watched it as it silently pointed at the waves and then vanished. So can you imagine this? Like, you just see yourself and you follow it to the ocean. It points at the waves and vanishes. Maybe this ghost was trying to tell him, hey, you're going to die on your sailboat out in the water. Don't do it. But he didn't listen. He didn't listen. So that's another interesting story. And this is probably my favorite doppelganger story. This is the one that will come out the most on the internet if you look up doppelganger. It's the story of a French teacher, Emily Saget. Hope I said that right. But she worked at a private girls' school, and she was known to have this really strange doppelganger that followed her around everywhere. Students and teachers would see her at lunch, and the doppelganger would be right next to her, mimicking all her actions. And she would be teaching school and people would see her doppelganger mimicking all her actions, but like super weird and ghostly. In her sewing class one day, the real Emily left to talk to a teacher in the hallway, but her doppelganger stayed there and just stared at the children blankly while the teacher was out. So can you imagine how terrified all these kids are? Emily never saw her own doppelganger, but she knew it existed because people would tell her, and also she could feel its presence.
Okay, so there's another thing that popped into my head. So there's this theory that if you see your like identical twin, or like your if you're walking down the street and like a perfect copy of you walked like beside like on the other side, like it's like you can't. You couldn't tell your doppelganger.
Uh-huh.
But everyone else can.
Yeah. Like you just like
it's you won't recognize it, like, oh my god, that person looks exactly like me.
Mm-hmm.
But other people will be like, that person looks exactly like you.
Yeah, actually there's a word for that. I think I wrote it down somewhere.
But yeah, no, that popped into my head. I was like,
I thought I wrote it down. It's bilocation. Oh, yeah. Bilocation is when a family or friend sees someone who looks like you, but you don't see them. So that'd be like you saying, oh, I saw someone who looked like you, Jasmine, or me saying, hey, Haley, I saw someone at the grocery store who looked like you. That's bilocation.
But I'm like talking about like you. Okay. Like if like, you and a person.
Even if they're there, I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. Like, let's say it was you and me and we're walking down like a hallway, and an exact copy of you is walking like, the other way. Like, you wouldn't realize that. That was you walking.
Yeah, but you would.
I would, yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So, that's interesting.
So you wouldn't recognize your own doppelganger.
Okay, so maybe that could explain Emily then. But she knew it existed because like she felt drained emotionally and physically when it was around, when other people saw it around. Like, she didn't see it, but she could feel drained. So eventually she was actually fired from the school because everyone was so freaked out by her doppelganger.
She was fired.
She was fired because of her doppelganger. This doppelganger.
Wasn't she a student?
No, she was a teacher.
Oh, I got confused for a second.
No, she was a teacher. I think she was a sewing teacher there. But
okay, I got
it. It's just crazy. A doppelganger got her fired.
I just heard school. I assumed it was a student for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So let's talk about the science behind doppelganger. So this is one article I read. It talked about how, you know how we look at different animals like squirrels?
Yeah.
They all kind of look the same.
Yeah.
Like, their genes are so close. Like, they all kind of look the same, like their faces and everything. So the theory is, like, humans, we all look pretty different. Like, we'll look at each other's faces, each other's bodies, and, like, everyone looks so different, even though, like, we're all human. We're all the same, you know, species. So there's a theory that features, even though our features vary more than any other animal, which is awesome, but saying genes are running out of options, and that's why there's doppelgangers, because like genes can always only vary so much. So scientists are saying maybe they're running out of options, and that's why there's this whole doppelganger phenomenon.
So the chance, okay, so it's like, the whole like chances of like da 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 da, but there could be a possibility of doppelgangers
just because the way genes are variating.
Yeah, and like the chances of the happening is more likely, and it just happens. You get all the same traits as someone else.
Yeah, that's okay. That's basically what like scientists are saying.
Like, let's say if you like win the lottery, it's like the lottery number, then all the numbers you put down just happen to be exact same.
Yeah, yeah,
but that's, with genes,
that's okay, what they're saying. Yeah. A lot of psychologists also say it could be like schizophrenia when people see their doppelgangers, and they also say it could be like, in epilepsy, right before the seizures, there could be like hallucinations. So they're saying it could be like that. And it's actually most common in 20 to 40 year olds that they'll see their doppelganger. And this is when it's most common that they'll have these epileptic seizures and hallucinations. So that's how they're kind of trying to explain the doppelganger thing. Like, it could be, you know, these seizures or just hallucinations, or it could be the genes. And they also say, like, with the stories with like Emily, where everyone sees it, they say it could be like memory conformation.
Yeah, the whole
they just like collectively remember it that way, even though it maybe didn't
it
happen.
Like, if like it happens in big events where it was like you're telling a whole bunch of stories, but then you're like, oh wait, I think that actually happened, or wait, yeah, that happened.
Even you don't remember it, like you trick yourself into thinking it happened.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how scientists explain it. But also some scientists, like the more conspiracy theory type scientists, they believe in astral projection, which is willing yourself through dimensions. So they're saying maybe this version of yourself is like you're willing yourself through dimensions. So you're able to perceive these things. You're able to see alternate versions of yourself. And that's why they kind of act weird, kind of ghostly. Like, that's one of the theories, too. So current day, the demon and the evil twin view of doppelgangers, it's still around, but it's a little more outdated. A lot more people think it's the astral projection, alternate dimensions, and people being able to tap into them. But also, I don't know if you've heard of this, but there's a site where you can find your doppelganger.
Really?
Yeah, it's called twinstrangers.net. And anything with a .net, I think, is sketchy. But this is, like, a real thing. Like, I see advertisement for it all the time. So it's kind of like Tinder. So you, like, have a picture of yourself, and you pick out, like, your prominent features. So you'd be, like, this shape nose, like, almond eyes, or, like, you, like, they have, like, a set of steps that you pick out your prominent features. And you also upload a picture, like, head-on of yourself, like, face-on. So you do that, and it will, like Tinder, it will find, like, matches for you. So, like, you go through, and they'll, like, it will put a bunch of people who, like, have the same prominent features. So you look at their pictures, and you say yes or no, and then they'll pick you, and, like, you could have a match. So it's not...
It kind of reminds me of, oh my gosh, I've seen this going around. Like, people that look like celebrities, and they're like...
Yeah, it's
like cartoon
like
characters,
that.
And like, wow, that would be like the real life version, because they look exactly like the character. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like that. And you'll see some of them, like, a lot of them, they don't really find their doppelganger on there. But there is like one or two people like that are like the face of the website. And you're like, whoa, they do look alike. So I don't know. It's just a fun thing to put out there. But I want to just say two quick little, like, fun doppelganger stories. Do I have time? Yeah, I have time. Because these are just, I like hearing these stories.
Yes.
Like, they're really fun. So this one, the first one is a Reddit story. And then the second one is kind of a more, it could be more true because it's talking about the 17th century and the New World. So first, I'll do the Reddit one because it's fun.
I love Reddit.
So this is Reddit user QuietVoice4846. So. I'm going to say it like in first person.
Okay.
So late at night, I usually go to the bathroom multiple times, but for the past 4 days, every time I go, I can see myself standing in the mirror from the corner of my eye. So it's like the other me is watching me leave the bathroom. It terrifies me to the point where I almost run out without looking at the mirror so I don't have to see it. I never told my husband about it because I didn't want to acknowledge it out loud. Earlier today, I took a nap in our bed while he sat in the chair next to it watching TV. When I woke up, he told me that he had seen me sit up and crawl backwards to the edge of the bed and stand up in front of our bedroom door from the corner of his eye. He thought it was really weird I got up like that because I'm in the last month of my pregnancy and I can't really move so well without it hurting. So he tried talking to me. When I didn't answer, he looked at the door to find me not there and still sleeping in the bed. I got really creeped out when he told me this, and I finally told him about what I had been seeing in the bathroom. He thought it was creepy as well, but didn't want to really talk about it anymore because he thinks it will give whatever it is power or energy. I have no idea what it wants or why we have both seen it. So that's really creepy. I looked through a lot of stories, and that's one of the ones I found the creepiest. So here is the other story, and this is semi more true, probably. I mean, the Reddit story could be true. We don't have a way of, like, knowing where it comes from, kind of. So in the 17th century, explorers and missionaries to the New World were astonished to find that many of the tribes in New Mexico were already practicing Catholicism. So when questioned, the tribesmen said that they had been converted by a mysterious lady in blue who had taught them and given them a number of crucifixes and other items of Catholic worship. So with careful detective work, a few priests finally traced the phenomenon to Maria de Agreda, a young blue-robed Spanish nun. She claimed to have taught them Christianity to the Indians by bilocating. So did we talked about bilification earlier, but bilocating is what she described. So she bilocated across the ocean. Mary had never left her convent and only knew the place she had been as a savage land, but her story was enough to convince the priests. Initially, the Inquisition was extremely suspicious of Maria, but they decided to acquit her of witchcraft charges, possibly because her story was just too good to waste. Her power was declared to be of divine origin. She became an international celebrity, the leader of her convent, and an author of rambling books on how she acquired her powers. However, later in life, she changed her story multiple times. Sometimes she claimed she was pressured to say that she could cast her spiritual copy to another continent, and sometimes she said it was true after all. So she went, like, back and forth saying that it was true she could, like, project herself to different places, and then other times she said it wasn't true and she was led to say it. But I just think that's really interesting that these people in New Mexico already had, like, items of Catholic worship and they hadn't even visited there yet. Like, that is really strange. So I thought I'd say that story because I thought it went well with doppelgangers and the whole astral projection part of it. But yeah, that's all I have to say. And we could, like, get into the nitpicky stuff and, like, talk about this all day. But I'm going to let Haley talk about the silent twins because it's also really interesting and mind-boggling.
Okay, so the silent twins are named June and Jennifer. They were born on April 11th, 1963. And moved to a small town in Wales soon after. So when they were little, they just were, like, inseparable. Like, mm-hmm. You know, twins, like, that's, like, a huge thing with them is they love being together. So in an attempt to socialize them and to, like, separate them, they were sent to different boarding schools. When they were little, they had this language. Basically, it does not even sound like English.
Isn't it, like, super sped up?
English, okay? So, like, they wouldn't talk to, like, anyone, and they would only talk to each other within, like, this weird speed up language, and, like, they just wouldn't talk to anyone else.
They were only talking to each other.
They were, like, yeah, one time, like, they, like, their mom, like, brought a TV up to the staircase because they wouldn't get out of her room, and, like, they wanted to watch TV, so she, like, put the TV on the staircase so they could watch TV.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it was crazy. They were, yeah. So once they reunited, they turned to writing. Like, as soon as they got from boarding school, like, they were like, okay, we're going to start writing. And they were both fictions, and they kept, like, very detailed diaries.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to self-publish.
Oh, yeah, they both were writing novels, right?
Yeah. They weren't that good in the, like, mm-hmm. literature world and just, yeah. So instead, they turn to petty crime.
Fun, fun, fun.
For the excitement and attention. So they caught a building on fire.
Oh, arson.
Yes, because they would, like, have building, like, they'll, like, set building on fire, you pay crimes, and they'll call the police. And no one ever heard them talk. Mm-hmm. So, like,
they wouldn't expect,
like, yeah, them to, and then, like, they would always be at the scene of the crimes, and they're like, oh, well, they did nothing wrong. They can't even talk.
Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't have expected them to call the police.
Yeah. But yeah, their writing was very interesting. They would, like, write about, like, kind of, like, doing crimes and, like, poetry. I think they, at one point, like, they said they hated each other.
Yeah, like, in their diaries, they would always, like, bad talk each other. So they, but, like, they also couldn't separate. Like, it was weird.
It was, okay. It was basically, like, they couldn't speak English anymore. Like, they were so used to talking their own language. And the only person that, like, they could communicate was with each other. So they were just so tired. Only other way that they communicate was through writing. Because, you know, they could write English normal. But, yeah, you know, when you only are allowed to talk to your twin, basically, yeah, you're going to get angry at them because you're like, we're identical. And, you know, sometimes
you get fed up when you spend that much time with a person.
Basically, it's like spending time with yourself. And you're like,
yeah.
It's boring. It's annoying. Yeah. You think it's fun, but then you're like, I need something different. You need something new. So they would, like, badmouth each other so hardcore. And they're, like, crying. Then at one point, they have boyfriends. They had boyfriends. And it was just...
Didn't they meet, like, kind of some travelers?
Yeah, yeah. And they were traveling. And, like, they weren't twins, but the twins loved them. You know. Yeah, basically. I forgot I had this in my notes about the diaries. Mm-hmm. So in the diaries, they would write. So June wrote this in her diary. Jennifer was 10 minutes younger than June. Mm-hmm. And June was supposedly better looking and more intelligent than she was.
Oh,
yeah.
Because she was 10 minutes younger.
Yeah. June wrote in the diary. She wanted us to be equal. With the murder glance in her eye, oh Lord, I'm scared of her. She's not normal. Someone's driving her insane. It is me. And that's how she described Jennifer as the dark sister robbing me of sunshine in her own journals.
Oh.
And also, we became fatal enemies within each other's eyes. We feel each other. Deadly rays coming out of our bodies, starting scratching at each other's skin. I say to myself, can I get rid of my own shadow? Impossible or not impossible. Without my shadow, will I die? Without a shadow, will I gain life, be free, and left to die? Without my shadow, which I identify with the face of mischief, deceit, and murder. So basically,
I love the shadow talk too, because it kind of goes with the Us movie.
She's basically saying Jennifer is a horrible person. She's the evil one. I'm the ray of sunshine. And so this, like, journalist wanted to know the story, you know, of all this, like them having a boyfriend, them, you know. So what they would do is she would come over. And she wanted to write a book about them. So what she'll do is she would sit down, have tea with them. And then she would, like, kind of separate the twins. And kind of have them write down. And then she would be like, hey, if you write down, like, your life experience or whatever, and you talk to me, then I will look at your writing and, like, try and see if I can publish it. Mm-hmm. So, like, okay. And they got... jail time
for arson.
Yeah. In 1982, the judge sent them to court for arsony and burglary. Broadmoor Hospital. It was a very high security, like, sent them there. It was a very high security, like, criminally insane, you know. They were described as, like, zombie-like. at this hospital, they had the Yorkshire Ripper there.
What? Like, the Yorkshire Ripper?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So for all their crimes and stuff that they got caught for, it didn't really say how they got caught. They just kind of got caught. I think it was because they're rioting.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman's like still, you know, talking to them when they're in jail. And in jail, they were separated. They would not eat, but they would, in two separate rooms, they would sit the exact same way. Like, if one was crossing their legs, the other person would have the exact leg, like, crossed over the other.
Oh my gosh.
Exact same position.
They're, like, the same person.
Yeah, they would get in the same, like, poses and, like, stuff. And on several occasions, the girls would attempt suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, attack one another.
Mm-hmm.
So they were put on drugs.
Oh.
Heavily.
Yeah.
But they still continue, like, writing and stuff. And the journalist is still, like, in contact with them, you know,
mm-hmm.
everything. And so they're sitting, like, having tea. And Jennifer was, like, kind of asked, like, who is going to die or whatever, like, how that's going to happen. Or mm-hmm. It was weird. And they said, we're going to decide who dies.
Oh, yeah, because one of them had to die so the other could live a normal life.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're like, we'll decide who dies. So, in 1993, the girls finally were getting transferred into, like, a more open, you know, better mental mm-hmm. health. So, upon arrival, Jennifer looked very ill. You know, she just looked like she was dying. And which she was. So they rushed her to the hospital and she was pronounced dead. She was died of acute
Why
do I always get the stories with the hard
she
word?
Was pronounced dead of acute myocarditis. It's like a sudden like heart malfunction.
Yeah. Inflammation of the heart, it's like severe, and it's caused either by a virus infection, drugs, or poison. But there's no evidence of any of those found in her case.
Yeah, like there's nothing in her system. And also, she wouldn't really have access to any of that stuff either.
So, yeah, so the cause of basically her kind of having a heart attack, I wouldn't say kind of like along those. I'm just going to say heart attack because everyone knows.
Like,
so
it's not a heart attack, but it's kind of like that.
It's like something to do with the heart and, you know, just like.
Really sudden.
Yeah. So, they have no identification of how this happened. And after Jennifer's death, Jim was both like struck with grievance and like felt horrible, you know, her one best friend, like sister, you know, all this died. But she was also relieved.
She was like happy, like, whoa, I've lost my shadow.
Yeah, it's like, and now she has a normal life. She's speaking normal. She lives independently and everything. And this is so weird because the twins are just very, I don't even know how they started their own language kind of thing. Like the mom mm-hmm. just kind of, it just, because I think study shows, I wish I could look this up because it popped in my head. But it's like twins are more likely to have their own language than like any other siblings or kind of thing. And just like they were just so isolated and they didn't like, so like, you know, if you don't like people and the only like an identical person, you're going to probably talk to them. So it just kind of snowballed.
Yeah.
Into this huge thing. And then they kind of were each other's shadows.
It's crazy how the twin kind of willed herself to die.
Yeah.
Like, she was healthy before. Like,
yeah, yeah. They
healthy.
They were thinking that, like, she, like, knew that she had to die. So her body just kind of...
Yeah. So she, like, willed herself to die, which is crazy that you can do that. Like, you can will yourself to die.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Have you talked about not, like...
My stomach is growling.
Was that your stomach?
Yeah, that's my stomach this whole time. It's been growling.
Oh my lord, that just didn't sound... But, like, just the whole, like, they, like, started petty theft. They were very, like, dark. They had boyfriends, and it was...
Didn't they both lose their virginity to the same guy?
Yeah. It's not that like,
but it's not that weird. But it's like weird.
It's weird to lose like your sister lose the same dream. Like,
yeah, it's weird.
But I was saying it wasn't that important. But I like to I mentioned.
But it was in the story.
Yeah, I mentioned it. But yeah, I was more talking about like they did so many petty crimes, and then the cops just kind of I think realized that they were always at the crime scene.
Yeah. So then eventually they put it together,
and then they like you know they went to jail and all that. But yeah, in their diaries they were dark, like about like death, like the whole shadow thing, and like the whole like. Like, they wanted to kill, like, I think. They sounded like they did at some point in their diary.
I mean, when... I feel like you would go insane when you're literally, like, with yourself 24-7, like...
And that's the only person you can talk to. Yeah. Because you're so... Like, you don't want to talk to anyone else, and you're, like...
And they're stuck in the cycle of that. It's
a cycle, and, like, oh, my Lord. And even just the whole, like, them in the same pose.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, like, they, like... I think it was, like, the guards would walk back and forth between their, like, cells.
And they would just be the same. Same. Like, all the time. Oh, that's creepy.
But, yeah, they were, like, trying to kill each other. They were trying to commit suicide. I think it was that whole, like, will to... Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, it's, like, I think she just knew it was being so exhausting. And she's, like, I'll do it. Like, you called me the evil twin. Mm-hmm. Here's the one nice thing I can do for you.
Yeah. And then she willed herself to die. Just crazy. And then now is the other... What was the other one? Jennifer or June?
June.
June's alive.
June's alive. I think
she's living a normal life.
I think she's out of jail, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, living a perfectly normal life.
Like, you would never know.
Never knew. And it was... That's just mind-boggling. Like, all of a sudden, she talked perfect English. Like, she knew English, but, like, it was, like, the sped up really fast English. Like, their own little language.
Yeah, like, it's so sped up. It's kind of like if you took it into an editing software and, like, click.
You're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's basically probably what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's like
yeah, basically, how are you, Jasmine? We should slow that down, seeing if we ever made sense.
No, I was just like going,
but no, I was trying to make words. I was like, Jasmine, how are you?
Yeah, that's probably how it is. Though theirs was probably like a lot better than what we're trying to do.
But they're also like young and they made it. But yeah, like that whole deal and like as soon, like she could talk like perfect English, slowly, like slowing down perfect English. Mm-hmm. Like she was. Like, talking, she was acting more normal. Like she never had a sister, kind of, like. Mm-hmm. She never was weird. She was so normal now. Yeah.
It's almost like they both wanted to be normal, but since they had been stuck in this for so long, like, if they just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it was a vicious cycle.
They needed something dramatic to happen in order for them to change, even though they both probably had the ability to change.
I feel like there's something weird supernatural within this too, because they were so together. And I feel like you could, like, they separated each other. Uh-huh. That's the thing, is people tried to separate them. Mm-hmm. And then it just didn't happen.
Yeah. They also say, like, I heard this somewhere. This is just kind of a weird twin fact. Like, losing your twin, like, having your twin die is, like, the highest amount of grief you can ever feel. Like,
because it's basically seeing yourself dead. Because it's like you see someone look almost identical to you.
And also you're just so connected.
It's weird because it's like the twin. Like if you're like identical twins, you have a better connection. Even though like... Because I think like with the eggs, it's like... Okay, it's like two... I think I explained this to you actually one time.
Maybe.
Because it was like identical twins came from the same egg.
Yeah.
And then... fraternal twins come from two different eggs.
Yes.
So, like, basically, like, identical twins or even, like, bonded together from, like, birth. Like, they came from the same egg and, like, they're so identical. And then it's, like, a bond because, I don't know, it's, like, a weird bond. Mm-hmm. Look up twin, and, like, the bonds and stuff. Because, like, twins other minds 10 times more easier than anyone. Like, me and Jasmine, we've been best friends for 9 years.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we can read our mind, but
still, it's like twins automatically know it. Like identical twins, and that's the weird thing is identical twins have this weird thing about them.
Yeah.
And either they, I feel like identical twins do these two things too, where they either look identical their whole lives, mm-hmm. or when they get the chance to, like, they'll go two opposite routes. Because yeah. they're like, I don't want to be identical to you.
Like, they want their own life. They don't want to be associated with that person always. They want to be their own person.
Yeah. So, like, one will be a basic white girl and the other one's going to be a goth.
I found with some identical twins, though, like, there is something little that makes the other one different. Like, you can... There's, like, something little and, like, I can, like, see the difference between them sometimes.
You know what? I was actually watching The Host Club today. If you don't know what that is, it's
or on Host Club.
It's an anime. And they have a set of twins. You should go watch it. And in one episode, they play a game. And goes, which one is who? Like, and they'll hide, like, the one identifying fact is, like, their, like, hair part. Mm-hmm. So they wear a hat. And then this person guesses correctly. And like, how did you find out? Usually people don't guess truly correctly. Or they, like, lie and say, no, it was so-and-so and this is so-and-so. Just because then it gets way more confusing. Mm-hmm. But they're like, yeah, and, you know, I could tell by the way your voice is a little more this than compared to that. Or you act a little more this than that just by, like, tiny.
Yeah, like little things.
It's like you look a little more confident than him or... You are a little more evil than him, like mischievous. Mischievous, that's the word. I hope, but don't hope I see my doppelganger in the future.
Oh, I don't want to see my doppelganger. They'll be like,
I do, I do before I die. Like, as I'm getting old, and I just want to see myself, like, so I can just realize.
Yeah, or like, do you ever like, have you ever looked in the mirror and like you feel like it's off?
No. But if you stare in the mirror too long, this is a scientific psychology fact your mind will start messing with your face.
Really?
Yeah. If you stare, the longer you stare at your reflection, more your mind messes with it.
Oh my gosh. Because like sometimes like, or I'll walk past the mirror and I'm like, whoa, what if that wasn't me? What if that was someone else?
At least your boyfriend wasn't looking at his... Okay, so my boyfriend's walking to class and he sees this person staring, look like it's like staring from the window. He realizes the person is his reflection.
Oh my gosh,
Landon! He's like, yeah, I thought this person was staring at me through the window as I'm walking to class. I realized it's my reflection. I was like, wow! Nice, Lego!
Landon. Nice. Well, we should probably end it, but...
Wait.
Haley has another story. We're going on.
No, I'm not having stories. So, right now, my boyfriend's at a DMLA thing.
Oh.
And I love to joke around. It's cult. And I was joking around. And he was like, yeah, you know, I got to do the ceremony and stuff. I was like, And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go play basketball cult. And like do all this fun stuff too.
Cult.
I go, wow, this sounds like a cult that likes sports. And he's like, it's a sports cult. I was like, no, there's a difference between sports cult and cult that likes sport.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because a sports cult is a cult about sports. A cult
that enjoys sports is different. Because the main purpose of the cult would be something else, to be culty.
I argued with him for a good 30 minutes in my car while we're driving. Just about how that's different.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, it's a sports cult. I was like, no, it's not.
It's not. A sports cult would be like me going out and being like, we want all the basketballs in the world to obey us. We're going to be a sports cult who wants the basketballs. And that made no sense.
Or I was thinking, you know, baseball is superior. It should be the sport that everyone should play. It opens your mind to new experiences.
So, like, that's all you go. You go to the cult meeting and, like, all you do is talk about baseball.
Yes. You just talk about.
There we go. That's a sports cult. We have defined sports cult.
And then a cult that enjoys sports is, there's a different meaning, but, you know, every once in a while, they like playing sports. They like playing basketball on the court.
Yeah. You can be, like, a cult that enjoys pizza. Like, but you're not based on pizza.
That's what I'm saying. I want to hit the microphone.
Yes.
I'm being feisty. But I just wanted to point that out. Just wanted to point that out, that he's in his cult retreat and he is stupid.
I want him to come on here so I can question him, Haley.
Okay, so another thing is, so in his car that he has his Nimue book.
Did you read it?
No.
Are you not allowed to?
I'm not allowed to read like two parts.
Oh.
But he said once I turn 21, he'll tell me some stuff that I'm not supposed to know yet. Because once you turn 21, you can't be a member anymore.
Oh.
So then it doesn't affect you knowing.
But is he going to join the Masons though?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. I don't even know what the Nimue is, really.
It's like the baby Masons.
But it's like, isn't it like to get like good manhood and like...
Yeah, it's not really that cultish. But once you get to the higher levels of the Masons, then it gets sketchy.
It does sound, because they do like so many ceremonies and they're like...
There is a show on Netflix, or there used to be, and it was like inside the Masons and they were trying to like be more open about it. So we might be able to watch some of those.
It's interesting, like any club or anything, but yeah.
But thanks for listening to our rants.
Thank you.
Like,
we appreciate it. We do not rant on purpose.
Yeah. Follow our social media, Cults, Conspiracy, Creepies, and catch us on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, and Buzzsprout.
Buzzsprout. Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. Our main one is probably iTunes or Spotify. We actually have a lot of Spotify listeners now.
That's awesome.
And Stitcher. Haley's a Stitcher fan, so she always listens
on
Stitcher.
I love it because you don't get ads. It's all podcasts. It's all, the whole app is podcasts.
See, I love Apple Podcasts and like iTunes Podcasts. Like, I love it because it's like perfect. It's just a little app on my phone. I can go in. I have all my podcasts, all I subscribe to.
I have all my podcasts and it's just awesome. And like,
but I also have Spotify now, so I could download our podcast, Haley.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, bye!